Okay. It's me again at 2:00 in the morning. So this must mean that I was awakened out of my sleep and I can't go back. So I'm here wanting to go back to sleep. You know, it is hard to go back to sleep. It's not as easy as I thought it would be. The reason why I say that, because earlier today, well, yesterday at work, I was speaking to my coworker and she was like, you know what? You should try meditation. And I'm thinking, oh, I pray. That's because, you know, that's my form of meditation, right? But she was like, okay, yeah, and prayer can be a form of meditation, but I'm talking about meditating on nothing. And I was like, oof, that's going to be difficult. She was like, well, she told me about this this app, the Insight Time. So it's a medication. I keep saying medication. I mean, it's a meditation app. So I downloaded it, but I was so tired last night that I really didn't even feel like concentrating on learning how. Excuse me. Learning how to meditate. I don't know. And like right now, I thought about listening to it, but my mind, I don't know. I probably should be listening to it at this point. Anyway, she says that it's great for helping her fall asleep. She said she basically listened to this particular app, not every night, but just about every night to help her go to sleep. So, guys, we all know my story. I'm up because my mother is up. And I can't go back to sleep. But check this out. So, okay, let me go back. Okay, so I went to lunch yesterday. And I was, you know, my guy took me to lunch. Went to lunch. And saw an old friend from high school. Actually, I dated this guy. Okay, but anyways. So, couldn't believe, you know, what are the odds? I mean, in a city where we live, probably what, 1.8 million people live? Anyways, and it was on the outside, too, in the, like, suburbs of where we live and where I work. So anyway, saw him. He actually came up to us. And I immediately knew who he was, right? So I was like, excited. He was a total gentleman, you know, because he was more concerned in making sure he introduced himself to my guy to make, you know, to show respect. Now I was just like, oh my god, you know, I'm hugging him and stuff, and even before he hugged me, like, he introducing himself to, you know, to my guy, which I thought was very respectful. But anyways, moving on. So, you know, we get the reunion. Oh, how you doing? Come to find out, he lives here now. But the part that's interesting is he moved to take care of his mom. Very, you know, influential family back home. Dad, a doctor, mom. Oh, I forget what his mom was. I don't know if she was, I don't know if she was a professor or if she was a lawyer? I don't know. Can't remember. Anyway, basically, this is the first boyfriend I ever had. So, like, we were, like, 16, 15, 16, or whatever. But anyways, he basically said he was back taking care of his mom and that basically all his family live here and that his mom had throat cancer. So sad. I was very shocked to hear that. Throat cancer. And so, of course, guess what? We have something in common. He's taking care of his mom. And guess what? I'm taking care of my mom. So I tell him, you know, my mom has this form that they call cancer. Because they do call, they put von Hippel-Lindau down the cancer category. So I tell him that, you know, she has von Hippel-Lindau and that, you know, I'm taking care of my mom. Interesting. Now the question is this a okay, because you know me. You don't know me, but I don't believe in things just happening. Like, why are we seeing each other? Like, I probably haven't seen this guy since I was 16. Okay, 16, 17. I haven't talked to him. I remember talking to him probably in 2010. We came across each other's number. It was via phone. But anyway, so I'm just wondering, why did I see him today? You know, it may be he's maybe as a support. I don't know. You know, maybe we could be a support, you know, like your mother. I don't know. But I was just curious. So we exchanged numbers. And I was curious about how his mom, you know, how he's doing, like the whole family, like what's going on there, because it was just a brief interaction that we had. So I called, and I didn't get any answer. And I don't like leaving messages. Now, that's a pet peeve of mine. I hate leaving messages. I figured, hey, if you see a missed call, we exchange numbers. If you want to call back, you can call back. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like leaving messages. I just really hate it. So I didn't leave a message. So actually, I was just going to, like, just touch base and, you know, ask more about his mom and, you know, see how she's doing and what kind of care, you know, like what level of, you know, there are levels, like stages, I should say. And, so I told my mom, because my mom actually taught him and knows him and everything. So, she was shocked and excited too. Like, what? What are the odds of that happening? I don't know. But anyway, so that was that earlier today. And I'm going to tell you something. I've after taking care of mom tonight, trying to go back to sleep, I started praying. You know, and one of my prayers, were about just his family, you know, because I know how it feels, and it saddens me, you know, it makes me really want to cry, I don't want to cry on this podcast, what's going on there, but anyway, I started to cry, and, just praying for them, you know, his mom, because I know, you know, isn't it, it's just, you know, I thought about that. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. It is 2:00 in the morning, and I am kind of slightly emotional. But I just thought, hey, maybe, you know, you also may have to pray. You know, because we need prayer so much. I don't think we realize it. I mean, not just on the outside of what's going on in the world, but geez, the amount of things that are going on in your personal life. Like, it's so freaking stressful. Anyway, so I was also talking to my coworker today about me going to the doctor. So I have an appointment. I know last time I told you guys that I will be calling a doctor. I stuck with that plan. I actually texted the doctor and was like, hey, been having headaches for several weeks. They're really not going away. I think it's tension. Can you check me out? Excuse me. And she said yes. So I have an appointment on Friday. Now, back to my coworker. I was telling her about my thoughts of if the doctor agrees that I am going to have to eliminate as much unnecessary stress in my life. And she said, well, I'm sure she's going to agree. I could tell you that. And I was like, well, I know that's like obvious, but I have to start with my house, you know? So what I didn't say is I have someone living here that I'm trying, you know, that I was trying to help out, but it's causing me more stress, you know? Yeah, you know, I don't really want to go into like what happened, but just know the incident happened with them and my mom. Anyway, maybe I'll say that for another day. But anyway, so the point of the matter is that I need to eliminate as much stress. I do believe, like, you know how you just need your house? Like, you just want your house. And you really, if you had a choice, you probably would be by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would probably run away into a freaking the woods with a cabin. Now, let me tell you, this has always been one of my fantasies. Like, I want to run away. And I've always imagined me being in the woods. Maybe because I'm a country girl. But anyway, in the woods, in a log cabin. Okay? And I'm just there. And it's quiet and I'm not doing anything. I'm doing what I want to do, which is nothing. Now, that's fantasy. But then dark comes and I'm like, I don't want to be in the freaking woods in the dark. Just me. You know, like, that's some scary stuff. That's like, something is bound to happen. I don't know. But in my vision, pretty day, the sun is out. I'm not in it because I don't like the heat like that, but it's a pretty day. The sun is out and I see this cabin and it's like so cute and quaint and yeah. But anyway, so that's how I feel about my house. Like, guys, I'm like, all my life people have been calling me square. Which I don't really care, you know. Like, I love being square, to be honest. I mean, it kept me out of a whole lot of trouble. But I just want to be in my house alone. I think I said alone. I mean, alone. I just want to be alone. Like, the people that's supposed to be here, right? My daughter and my mom, they have to be here. Those are my responsibilities. But like my coworker said, you know, sometimes you have to be a little selfish for yourself to, you know, to make sure you have self-care. And that's not a priority, you know? Like, you doing someone a favor, but it's not conducive to your health. And so, basically, after I go to the doctor, we'll see what the doctor says, and then I'm going to have to ask them that, you know, that they're just going to have to, it's not a good time right now in my life for me to have more responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, because, you know, they can't pay nothing, which I knew that coming in, and I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, they're just, it's more stress on me than helping me. You know, because the agreement was, you know, they'll help with my mom, but my mom don't want them doing anything for them. They had this, like I said, this incident. So, and, you know, I just, it's just not conducive to my life right now. Guys, you know, I'm rambling. But these are facts. I may be rambling, but this is real life stuff that's going on. That's for darn sure. What else? That's pretty much it. So, maybe I could just meditate myself to sleep. Which I did try to do. I was thinking, like, how do you completely think of nothing? If you're thinking on breathing, isn't that thinking on something? You know? Because you said that the app kind of teaches you how to breathe and concentrate on relaxing, like, your toes and your hands, and it tells you. And I guess, you know, I probably need to just listen to the freaking app and try it, right? Because I was lying here thinking, like, okay, just breathe, focus on breathing, and that gave me a headache, because maybe I don't know what I'm doing, you know, maybe I don't know how to focus on breathing properly. So, hence why I probably, like, I'm talking to myself, right? Maybe I need to freaking go to the app and let the app explain at least things to me. Like, literally, as I talk, I have a headache. I'm tired of these dang old headaches, which is a little bit scary, a little bit, because, like I said, you know, with von Hippel-Landau disease, you get these tumors. And, of course, my mom, tumors were in her brain, or are in her brain. Excuse me. And I don't want, you know, I kind of want an MRI to see what's going on in my brain, if there is anything. Because me, okay, little girl over here still has not did her genetic testing for von Hippel-Landau disease. Now, guys, I know it's been about 2 years now since mom has done the whole workup for the genetic testing and that they found the gene. And guess what? I don't even know what I did with the letter. You know, after you do, like, a genetic testing, well, after your family member does, like, a genetic testing, they give you this letter that you can take, and you can get genetically tested for whatever disease, you know, that they say that is inherited. Well, guess what? I haven't done it. Why I haven't done it? I don't know. It's a slight fear, I guess. Do I need to do it? Of course. Will I do it eventually? I tell you what, this right here is making me these headaches and stuff, making me feel like you really need to get on it. But I'm so afraid because stress, if you have these tumors, it make them grow. Ugh, I don't need any parasites in me, feeding on me. Like, I know I cannot be sick. Guys, if I'm sick, who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take care of my daughter? Okay, her dad probably take care of her and his parents, but who's going to take care of my mom? I don't want anyone taking care of my daughter but me. I'm the best person for the job. So I need to get myself together. So while I was praying too, I got emotional also about myself and saying to, you know, just saying, Lord, we don't choose the crosses we bear. You know, we don't. Because if we got to choose, we wouldn't be carrying no crosses, right? But I just kept telling myself, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. It is not without. Suffering that well, let me just say this. I am praying that we get through this, and while we're going through, that God continues to give us the strength to pass through this, because it's no wishing it away. Wishing it away. We just have to go through it. You know, that's one thing I'm learning. Like, you just can't wish this away or close your eyes and it's gone. Like, you actually have to walk it. You have to go through it. And you just go each day walking to it's over. You just survive. You know, people don't realize, and I'm sure I was one of those people that really didn't realize what it is to wake up every day and to be able to do whatever you want, to go wherever you want, whenever you want. These things we take for granted. You never know when they're going to be taken away. All of that independence, all of that freedom. One day it's taken away. And you left trying to figure it all out. But again, this too shall pass. And, you know, all you left hoping and praying for is that you still have enough in you to be able to push through and push on and live on and be healthy. Because I know, I pray that this doesn't deteriorate me. Stress is a weird silent, that's like it sneaks up on you. It'll just tear you up inside. It tears you up inside, and then you start seeing it on the outside, you know? And that's what I'm trying to avoid. I've seen that in my family, you know? With my grandmother, my mother, I don't want that generational stuff following me and my child. I know that clearly I've been chosen to be a caretaker. I think that's just my path. I accept that. But I don't want it to kill me. I don't want it to make me sick. And it's so crazy because I was saying earlier to my coworker, like, you know, stress is one of those things, like, it comes in different forms. And, you know, like, last year, I was breaking out in freaking hives. It had me with big, red, painful, itchy spots all over my body. And I went to the doctor twice. Until they found out, you know what, these are freaking hives. And you know what you're going to have to do? Because the question was, are you stressed? That was the first thing the doctor said. And I'm like, yes, I am, highly. And she said, well, in order to get rid of these hives, you're going to have to decrease your stress. Easier said than done, lady. And now, I'm right back. And now the form are these freaking headaches. It's so, you see, it just comes in different forms. Guys, I promise, I do not want to be stressed out. That's the last thing I want to do, is be stressed out. Yet I find myself stressed to freak out. I'm gonna get through this no matter what. I do believe this too shall pass. I really do. I'm gonna get through this. My family is gonna get through this, which is, don't know when, but I know how. We're gonna continue to stay strong. We're gonna, you know, focus on the bigger picture and doing what we have to do to take care of each other, you know? Like, stress comes on every hand. Like, it's always something. Even like earlier today, so my mom's house back home, a tree fell on the roof and it damaged it. I had to put a claim on the house because it was a bad windstorm. Now, my dad's staying out right now. And it's all weird. That's a weird thing, too, because I don't know. Anyway, the point of the matter is that
the guy who did my mom's roof before, like, because there was another, like, during one of those storms, I don't know. You know, we were thinking, let him do it. But then my dad started talking about how we should let him do it. I don't know. All I'm saying is this, that I don't feel, like, right about that for some reason. Something in me just is not sitting right with that. He said it's going to be $1,200. Okay. So I sent a check out for $1,200. Then he says, well, we going to need all of it. Okay, well, God damn it, make up your mind. Like, and then he wants to talk about, oh, the refrigerators. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're living there. Now, this is what I really feel. Now, listen. Make a long story short. Mom and Dad are not married. That's a whole nother issue in itself. Anyway. But they remain friends. Mom been sick, so he's been very helpful with the house. He's living in the house. He's been doing things around the house. I don't know what he actually been doing around the house because I'm not there. Okay? I'm like 700, 800 miles away, so I don't know. But he's supposed to have been like painting, keeping it up since he was living there. Well, my mom still pays all the bills there. Okay? So I don't know what's going on, but no, this is the point. The point of this story is that stress comes on every hand. Like, I don't want to be stressed out about this. I don't want to be listening to, oh, this is not fixed. Well, the furnace still not fixed that I gave money for. That's still not done. That's been like 5-6 months ago. Now the refrigerator is out. And he's complaining about, like, all his food spoiled. Okay, well, I can't do anything about the refrigerator. Like, I don't know what you're going to do about it. You know, I can't do anything about that. I'm thinking about this, the roof, you know. So that's a whole nother stressor that, you know, that I just told him, listen, I'm going to the doctor on Friday. After Friday. I'll see about what I can do or think about it. I don't want to think. He goes, well, this is your mom. You say, well, I see why. Because it hurts to think. It actually literally does. So when she was saying she doesn't want to think, I know why. Because it freaking hurts. So, I'm telling you guys, like, it's just not just me taking care of my mom that's stressful. It's me trying to take care of her business, my daughter, myself. So, on top of working. And I'm doing it by myself. Let's note that again. That I'm doing it by myself. So. Anyway, so that's all I have for tonight. I'm gonna leave it there. I feel like I've been kind of like all over the place on this episode. Whatever. I mean, I can't worry about that either, right? So, this is my truth. This is what it is. So, I'm going to try to go to sleep now. Let's see. Maybe I'm going to talk myself to sleep. It has been 34 minutes. So, have a good night. Until the next time I'm up in the middle of the night, can't go back to sleep. Oh, let me say this. That, you know, this weekend, I didn't do anything. I did my daughterly duties. My daughter was gone this weekend. So I literally just stayed in bed and did nothing. Which was so great. But then, the person who's living with me is my cousin's baby mama's. Anyway. So it was her birthday. They came over. And I'm going to tell you something. Just the sounds of their voice irritated me. I wanted to say, you all can be here, but be quiet. Don't say nothing. Just be in there and don't say nothing. But I know, right? That's kind of rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know that wasn't realistic. And that's why I'm saying I have to eliminate the stress around me. You know, I'm sorry. Like, when I want peace and quiet, I need peace and quiet, and I should have that. You know? Oh, and guess what? On a lighter note, I am interviewing someone tomorrow. Remember I told you guys that I was going to be looking for someone? Well, guess what? I went on their care.com, paid $33, which I didn't want to pay. But I was like, you got to spend something to gain something. But anyway, and I have an interview. I have some hits that I have had on the account. So hopefully, guys, I will be getting someone to come in one weekend out of a month to help me until next year. Because next year, like I said, I'm going to redo my budget. I'm going to try to get more help. But, you know, yeah. So I'm going to end it on that light note that let's hope and pray that I find someone that's trustworthy, caring, loving, you know, that will come in my house and be honest and not take my stuff. And most importantly, be good to my mom. So that I may just have some me time. All right, that's that. Good night.